Luke's 2022. Back in the day when I started my business, I had no cash. So instead of buying new barrels, new wood, I would buy barrels, used barrels from friends of mine. So if I have a trusted winemaker that I know make top quality wines in a clean environment, I would go to him, and they normally use barrels for 3 to 4 years. Then I'll buy a 4-year-old barrel from him and start to use it then. It came at a really good price and it worked for me from a business perspective. So then making white wines in older oak, it doesn't give you an oaky taste to the wines. It's just a fermentation vessel. It ferments in an environment where there's more oxygen, like micro amounts of oxygen trapped in the layers of the wood. So it produces a certain style, a wine with a lot of texture, creaminess. It just shows the character of the wine better in barrel than stainless steel tanks. I mean, stainless steel is a dead thing. You use it when you operate on somebody. Wood is alive and part of nature, and it gives like a certain characteristic on the wine, which I liked a lot. But then the public and my clients said that, okay, I make wines in the stylistic old wood fermented way. So that's part of my winemaking philosophy. Now, that was never the case. I don't have a winemaking philosophy. It's all driven by the practical implications of what is happening in the cellar. So the lack of cash prevented me of using new oak. Now, I like Chardonnay, but I like Chardonnay with a bit of new oak. Now, you can see new oak as kind of a lipstick to a wine, where it just make its makeup in a wine to try and make it look more fancy than it actually is. That kind of wood aspect I don't like. What I like is when wood becomes part of the core of the wine. It embraces the wood, it sucks up the flavor of the wood, and it gets the wine kind of hides the wood in the backbone of the wine. So it's part of the structure, but it's not a specific taste. So that's the kind of wood I like, but that's super expensive wood. It's wood that's not been toasted, so it's just pure wood in contact with wine. So it's not a barrel where they made a fire that gives a toasty feeling to the wood. But in order to use barrels to get wood like that, it needs to be top quality wood that comes from trees that's 250 years old, that's been chopped into planks and dried in the mountains in Europe for at least 4 to 5 years. So you need completely dry wood to make barrels like that, and it's hard to find. So I've got a cooper. The owner of the cooperage come out to my winery once a year, and we taste through all the wines, and based on the stylistic sort of approach when it comes to these wines, we make barrels specifically for that style of wines. So that's a kind of a part in the business which you can't actually do without. So yes, the very first new barrel I ever bought in my life was 2019. We received the barrel, and it was a big thing. We all took photos, and it was just a celebration day. And I had this big stack of barrels, this pyramid of barrels in the entrance of the cellar. So I took this new barrel, I put it at the very top of this heap, so everybody could see I've got a new oak barrel. And I've got this habit of when something happens like that, there's a new wine coming to the winery, I walk away, and the first thing that comes to mind, I write on the barrel. So I walked away, I look at this barrel, and I said to myself, this feels, in Afrikaans, dit voel luxe. Like, it means this feels luxury to me. So I wrote the word luxe on the barrel, and that means luxury. It's Afrikaans for luxury. And yes, and it was never the idea to call it luxe. We put some Chardonnay in it. But by the time the wine hit the bottle, everybody was saying, oh, this is luxe. So we just called it luxe. The vineyard grows on the Helderberg, on the lower slopes of the Helderberg. Oh, no, not lower, on the mid slopes of the Helderberg, in deep, deep clay soil. It grows in a special site that is protected from wind. So you get these deep red soils. So you get a very big canopy of the grapes. Then it's pruned in a, I'm not going to go into that, by a GEO system. It's a specific way of pruning the vineyard that people do in Burgundy on Chardonnay. So it works really well on Chardonnay. So we've got a GEO system there in place. And the funny thing about that vineyard is you got to be very careful when you pick it. You cannot chase sugar. You do not get sugar on that block. So whenever we pick, when it's fully ripe, it's got a 12.5% alcohol. The acid's not super high. It gives a tendency of a really firm acidity, but the acid's not super high. I think it's around 5 grams a liter. But just a beautiful wine. We bottle it in a 750 and also in a magnum, like a Riesling flute magnum that's probably about 0.5 meter in size.